Hello. Thank you for joining for quote 104 from the book Thoughts of Awakening by Regina Dawn Akers. We begin by sinking into the peaceful state of who we are. And from this quietness, we allow the quote to speak to us of our truth. As we prepare to sink deeply into the truth of who we are, take a few deep breaths. Allowing the body, the mind, to relax. Allowing ourselves to come into a recognition of willingness to remain in stillness. What I'd like to practice is to simply sit in awareness of consciousness. And first, I need to connect with that. So I go to a dark room in the mind's eye. And someone asks, "Are you in there?" And I say, "Yes." And I connect with that knowing that I exist in a dark room. I know I exist. Thank you. And in that knowing, I also know I'm conscious. I'm aware that I am aware that I exist. And I focus solely on that. Being only consciousness. Consciousness without form. Thoughts come up that have to do with the human existence. These thoughts come into awareness, and I recognize these thoughts are distracting me away from simply focusing on consciousness, existence. And so I slip myself into a tree. I am simply the consciousness of a tree. Stillness. Beingness. as the consciousness of a tree. There are no human thoughts. Human thoughts come up into awareness. Recognize them as human thoughts. Remember that you're the consciousness in a tree. And return back to the stillness. The beingness of simply being consciousness. Simply existing. With no motives. With no goals. With no human existence. simply existing as existence, consciousness. If thoughts come up, notice they are human thoughts. Remember, you are consciousness, simple consciousness. As simple consciousness, there's no place to go. There's nothing to do. There's nothing to fix. Being simple consciousness. Thank you. You are peace. You are still. Remain here, simply being your true nature. Thank you. when the stories seem loud, try this. Take a moment to get in touch with what you truly want. Then sit in quietness and bring your stories to the heart. Call it as you see it. Tell the heart your stories and tell of your feelings, your frustrations, and your pain. Do not hold back. The heart can hear it all. And then, when you are done, rest in the message of the heart. Trust that the message of the heart is clearer than you may realize, and the clarity the heart gives will most certainly dawn on the mind. Given from our Holy Spirit. When the stories seem loud, try this. Take a moment to get in touch with what you truly want. Then sit in quietness and bring your stories to the heart. Call it as you see it. Tell the heart your stories and tell of your feelings, your frustrations, and your pain. Do not hold back. The heart can hear it all. And then, when you are done, rest in the message of the heart. Trust that the message of the heart is clearer than you may realize, and the clarity the heart gives will most certainly dawn on the mind. When the stories seem loud, try this. Take a moment to get in touch with what you truly want. Then sit in quietness and bring your stories to the heart. Call it as you see it. Tell the heart your stories and tell of your feelings, your frustrations, and your pain. Do not hold back. The heart can hear it all. And then, when you are done, rest in the message of the heart. Trust that the message of the heart is clearer than you may realize, and the clarity the heart gives will most certainly dawn on the mind. When the stories seem loud, try this. Take a moment to get in touch with what you truly want. Then sit in quietness and bring your stories to the heart. Call it as you see it. Tell the heart your stories and tell of your feelings, your frustrations, and your pain. Do not hold back. The heart can hear it all. And then, when you are done, rest in the message of the heart. Trust that message of the heart is clearer than you may realize, and the clarity the heart gives will most certainly dawn on the mind. Thank you for joining for quote 104 from the book Thoughts of Awakening by Regina Dawn Akers. Namaste.